This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and flags off several development projects in Assam worth more than 5,450 crore rupees. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approves first underwater road cum rail tunnel in India to be developed in Assam. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh says government is committed to develop world-class polo ground at Lumphelpat in Imphal West. And now the news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. He also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM e-Bus Seva scheme for four cities, including 100 buses for Guwahati. Early in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh District, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts and helicopters. Addressing a booth Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Guwahati, the Prime Minister said, "The entire Northeast, including Assam, is the Ashtalakshmi of India. During the last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees were allocated, and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sector in the Northeast." Modi, the Prime Minister, also said that Assam has emerged as a key growth engine for India during the BJP-led government. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the construction of four-lane access control greenfield connectivity from Gopur on National Highway 15 to Numaligarh on 715 section, including 15.79 kilometer of road cum rail tunnel under River Brahmaputra in Assam to be developed at a total of 18,662 crore rupees on engineering procurement construction. It will be the first underwater road come rail tunnel in India and second in the world. The project will provide significant benefit to Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and other northeastern states. It will enhance the efficiency of freight movement, reduce logistics costs and drive socio-economic growth in the region. The project will also open new avenues of growth, development and prosperity in surrounding areas. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday inspected the rejuvenation work of Imphal River being carried out at different sites along the river. The rejuvenation work is to make the river water clean and reduce its biochemical oxygen demand. The Chief Minister took stock of the ongoing eco-embankment work being constructed along the Imphal River near Lamlong Bridge, stretching a span of 100 meters as a pilot project to reduce the bank erosion and improve water quality. He also visited Khurai Salanthong in Imphal East District and inspected the development work taken up at Pangai Road. He directed the implementing agency to expedite the development work for timely completion and ease the hardships faced by the public due to bad road conditions. Tripura High Court Justice T. Amarnath Gore inspected the Mega Lok Adalat organized in the Agartala Court premises yesterday and said that the Lok Adalat is getting a good response for speedy disposal of cases. Yesterday, 28 benches of the Mega Lok Adalat have been set up in the state and 23,698 cases were taken up for disposal. Out of these, there were cases of MV Act, TG Act, Excise Act. District and Session Judge of West District Member Secretary of the State Legal Services Authority and others were present during the inspection of the Lok Adalat. A Shillong-bound aircraft stranded at Kolkata Airport yesterday for around 4 hours following a bomb threat. The Indigo Flight 6E7304 was moved to the isolation bay after the discovery of a handwritten note claiming that a bomb had been placed on the plane. The threat, however, later turned out to be a hoax, and the flight left for its destination at 1:33 p.m. after a thorough search as per standard security protocols. Some of the 60 passengers had already already boarded the plane. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Patnaik participated in the two-day seminar Arunachal Pradesh, India's Dynamic Frontier, held at Headquarters 2 Mountain Division, Dinjan in Assam. The governor highlighted the state's border challenges, development progress and strategic potential, stressing that security and development are deeply linked. He also called for a whole-of-nation approach to strengthen Arunachal's security, inclusive development and economic growth. On the occasion, former civil servant and Indian ambassador Punchok Stobdand examines the Arunachal-Tibet linkages, culture and their wider historical contours. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday inaugurated the biennial conference of Tripura Working Journalists Association and a professional development workshop for working journalists of the state. In his speech, the Chief Minister said, despite various limitations, the current government is trying to provide several facilities to journalists. Stating journalists play a huge role in changing the society, he said, as the fourth pillar of democracy, journalists can help the government like a mirror of the society. He also called for pointing out mistakes in the implementation for the sake of providing positive results to the people of all sections. State Labour Minister Tinku Roy, who was present at the event, in his speech highlighted the four newly amended Central Labour Codes and various benefits for working journalists. Four civil service officers from Meghalaya have been inducted into the Indian Administrative Service under the select list of 2024. The officers inducted into the IAS include Aitinolin L. Maulong, Rikse R. Marak, Mary Sonti N. Marak and Ibashisha Maulong. In Manipur, Lui Ngai Ne, the second seed sowing festival, kicked off yesterday at Ukhrul headquarters ground. This year's theme is Cultural Renaissance, which reflects a renewed commitment to preserving and celebrating Naga heritage. Cultural troops, traditional attire, folk performance and customary seed sowing rituals are highlights of the celebration. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Chief Minister Yumnan Khenchan Singh and other leaders have extended their warm greetings and best wishes to the people of Manipur, particularly the Naga tribes, on the occasion. Meanwhile, Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Manipur Deputy Chief Minister Loisi Diko will attend the closing ceremony of the festival today. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khenchan Singh has announced that the government is committed to develop a world-class polo ground at Lam Phelpat in Imphal West. Attending the closing ceremony of the second Dr. Chaurjit Singh Inter-District Polo Tournament 2026 at Mapal Kajaibung yesterday, the Chief Minister mentioned that it was well known that the polo originated from Manipur. The proposed world-class polo ground will be developed on a 32-acre plot of land at Lam Phelpat. The final match began with a throw-in of polo ball by the Chief Minister. The final match was played between ex-polo club and Chinkei Hunban Polo Club. Family members of Dr. Chaurjit Singh also attended the closing ceremony. Later, the Chief Minister attended the observance of the 31st Martyrdom Anniversary Shaheed Madhur Mangal at Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy and paid his rich floral tributes. The second edition of the Aizawl International Half Marathon 2026 conducted yesterday, drawing nearly 3,000 runners, including 16 elite international athletes, and firmly establishing Mizoram as one of India's fastest rising distance running destinations. The marathon was flagged off by Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh at the Rajiv Gandhi Stadium in Aizawl's Mualpoi neighborhood early in the morning. The marathon witnessed participation from athletes representing Kenya, Ethiopia, Bahrain, the United Kingdom, France and several other countries alongside elite and amateur runners from across the country, especially the northeastern region. In the 21-kilometer open mile category, Kenya's Kemboi Kevin Kiprono secured first place. In the 21-kilometer open female category, Renu Singh clinched the top position. Before we wind up the news headlines, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and flags off several development projects in Assam worth more than 5,450 crore rupees. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approves first underwater cum rail tunnel in India to be developed in Assam, and Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khenchan Singh says government is committed to develop world-class polo ground at Lam Phelpat in Imphal West. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.